Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. And Lord, I thank you that you've put a praise in our heart and you put praise in our mouth. And Lord, thank you that you are worthy to be praised. And thank you, Lord, that we see it and we know it. And thank you, Lord, that we can't stop. Nor do we ever want to, Lord God. Let that praise never cease in our lives. God, let it just bubble over. And Lord, let us be that fervent, fervent, fiery one for you. Lord, as we come forth today, that you'd be magnified. And Lord, some of these things, they're going to be hard to be received. But Lord, I thank you. I'm looking to you. And this is your ministry. This is your word. And this is your desire. And this is your purpose. And Lord, I thank you. This is all for the good pleasure of your will. I love you, Lord. We love you. We thank you for this time. May it be all to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. If you'd open up your Bibles today. Oh, they snagged my last Kleenex here. I've got to go over here. Go to Psalms, and we'll be in the start in the fifth chapter. Now, last week, I told you what God had told me. We're moving on. He told me, son, we're breaking camp. And I thank the Lord for that. There's a precious stirring. It's not to promote anything or build anything up. I'm just telling you. It tells me to share things. I have to share it. And, you know, if we're out here in the wilderness, and I believe we are, as the Word of God says, we're leaning upon Him. We better be ready to move when He moves. Amen. You know, you can love a certain portion of the pasture, but God, He's going to encourage you. There's more land to walk through. Joshua had that heart. He knew it. There's more. Praise God. The truth has been preached. I thank the Lord for that. But there's more to see in the truth. Always is, because that's our Lord. That's our God. But I know, as the word of the Lord shows us and tells us, that some won't go on. And they won't. But before I begin today, as the Lord encouraged my heart, in Jesus' name, let him break up the fallow ground. Break up the fallow ground. We can get used to how I want to be with the Lord. And you need to understand, you need to let him be. Amen. In Jesus' name. Verse 11, chapter 5, Psalm. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defends them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. We're just going to a few places today. So let's go on over to chapter 32, the 32nd Psalm, if you will, and read verse 11. I think you'll see the theme here very quickly. Be glad in the Lord. Rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Go to the next page, chapter 35, verse 27 and 28. That's Psalm 35, 27, 28. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteousness, my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. Go on over to chapter Psalm 47. Psalm 47, 1. Oh my, what am I reading here? What did this say? Oh, clap your hands. I always wondered why I clap my hands when I get excited about the Lord. Huh? Must be the Spirit, would you say? Amen? Praise God. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Whoa, my. I wish I could read them all to you, but I can't. But he can. And he will if you let him. Psalm 132. Verse 9. Here we go. 132:9. Let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints shout for joy. Go on over to verse 16. And I will also clothe her with her priests with salvation, and her saints shall shout aloud for joy. Shout, 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 shout. Is there any doubt? And I don't mean to be trite about this, but saints in love with Jesus, how could we not shout? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. How many times over and over, and I could take you through, I take you through 1 and 2 Samuel and Kings and all these different places, especially the Psalms, probably 100 times. David encourages the people, shout, praise the Lord, lift up your voice, sing aloud unto God. Oh my goodness. Go over to 134, Psalm 134, 2. What's it even say there? Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Did you hear that? David said that to the people. I wonder how many back then said he was just trying to stir up something in himself. Come on. Here we go. Listen to this. God's working. He's working and he wants you to see something. Are we not beyond this? I'm serious. And I'm talking about that. Are we not beyond this in truth by the grace of God that is evident in this place? That continues to be evident in this meeting. Thank you, Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
See, when love is shed abroad in your heart, you can't keep still. You know, it's like I see these people, and it's wonderful. I'm not saying anything. On their Facebook, they get out there, oh, I'm so in love with her, and I'm so in love with them, and I've been in love with this, and all of that. And you can say that and be, if you will, exposed as some kook in love on the internet. But somehow when you come into church, you're not supposed to express your love to God. Amen? And you know, it was, and in thinking about this, it's just like, you know, I appreciate you, brother, so much. And I thank God. And we're all different, and I get that. Don't get me wrong. But you got to break before the Lord. Didn't it say all those that are righteous, all those that have joy, they shout? You need to shout. If you've never shouted, you need to shout. I'm not kidding you. It's not to stir it up here and now. I'm talking about shouting in your house, shouting in your car. And I'm talking about shouting about the only thing to shout about. Because you've all shouted before. This is something to shout about in your house. I was thinking as the Lord was bringing this forth to my heart. And I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you, Brother Kevin. And sometimes there's a lot of ridicule about a lot of things. Oh, they're just going over to the Holy Ghost room. Yeah. They'll be filled in, what, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. Ha, 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 ha. Brother Kevin. When's the last time you prayed for somebody to be filled with the Holy Ghost?
Hallelujah.
You know what you need to do? You need to be thankful. And then you need to pray. And you pray first and foremost for you. And then second of all, pray for my brother. Amen, brother? Huh? I thank God for those that are bold to come and pray and to tarry with people. Usually the critical ones have never done it. Matter of fact, 100% of the time. That's why meetings today have grown cold. That's why they send this brother, will you come and preach about the Holy Ghost? Thank God. Thank God. I thank God we have many here that preach about the Holy Ghost. And I'm just thankful in the Lord and nothing else. I'm boasting in my God and His Word and nothing else. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Be thankful for what God has given us in this place over the years. Sure, it's rough. Sure, it sometimes seems a little bit, wow, how did that happen? But that's God. That's the whole Word of God. Those are the people that'll go on. See, you get comfortable in your nest, you'll never fly. You won't. Oh, this is the way it's always going to be, and this is the way I see it all the time. Well, you know what happens? When camp breaks, those people don't move on. And you've seen it over the years, have you not? But there's something beautiful about camp 2 breaking, is that you'll pick up some stragglers. You know them strays. Praise God. Come on. He's getting after us, sure, but can't we smile and say, oh, we got a great dad. We got a wonderful dad. He's awesome. It's beautiful. This is the family of God. This isn't because it's Jesse's family or Brother Hill's family. Do you get it? We're the family of God. This, once again, is His ministry. It's His body. He's the Word. All right. He's got your attention. The Lord laid it on my heart to bring out why David's loudness and boldness, ever continuing to encourage the people, was not his emotion. No. It's the Spirit's power. It's the Spirit's power. I thank the Lord for that, because it's not of me. And I can tell you this. I used to sing. It was always hard for me to come up to even sing in front of people, even though that's what I was supposed to be doing for a living. We want to hear you sing. That's great. But it's still hard for me to get there. It ain't hard for me to come out here. Something switched. Something changed. It's called the love of Jesus. It transforms you. It brings you out into what He has. But we're always so divinely interested in, well, I've got to be like me. Well, I'm not trying to be like anybody else, but I just want the Lord to sing through me. And it's amazing if that happens. You know what happens to you? You change. You change. Word stays the same, but you change. And you change from glory to glory into His very image. It's mighty. It's mighty. Hallelujah. Yes. Now, some would call what David was doing strange fire. The reason that was going on in David was one thing. It was because he loved and he stayed with the whole counsel of God. The word of the Lord said with David, and David had a life that a lot of disasters happened. We know that. And after he was so graced by God and so in love with the Lord, can you imagine he failed? Yes, he did. And time again, the word of God tells us about 3 or 4. There's probably 300,000 or 400,000 times that he did. Understand it. But the one thing that was consistent by the grace of God with this brother is his heart was perfect and complete before God. Because he loved the truth. That was the difference. That's what everything was. And when a heart is after God's best, and I'm going to tell you by the grace of God, the heart of this meeting is after God's best. It's after God's best. It's after, praise the Lord, Paul's gospel. And when that is taking place, you know what God does? He protects it. And He fights. He fights for us. He fights for us. And we pray, don't we? And we pray earnestly. Lord, all Your perfect and complete will. Not what I perceive should be, but what You and Your Word and Your perfect will and all Your perfect and all Your perfect and complete will would come forth. Amen? Amen. So, how wonderful. David had that heart. David always had that heart. It was shown early on, even before God, in a sense, called him in front of people. Think about with Goliath. What did his brother think? Oh, you're just showing off. You're just trying to act like you're something before all these people and all that. See, his own brother did not know the heart. But he always had something to say. See, when people get bold in the Lord, your own brother is always going to have something to say. Huh? You don't know my heart. God does. Oh, you can sit back. Well, I perceive. No, you can't. Come on. Like I said, as we've started this up today, break up the fallow ground. Break up the fallow ground. Amen? Amen. Praise God. David was not ashamed of the grace of God that was with him. David wanted the Lord to be magnified. How many people get squashed because somebody said something to them? Do you see how important the words that would come out of your mouth can be? How the Lord can use you to encourage somebody in the Lord? Oh, I want my speech seasoned with salt. I want to have a heart of love for people. I want to encourage you. I won't always be perfect. I'll say some stupid stuff. We all do. We all do. But Lord, set a watch before my mouth. Out of the abundance of my heart, the mouth speaks. I want to have an abundant heart of love. I want to encourage people to go on. And before I can ever encourage someone to go on, by the grace of God, I got to go. It's the way it works. Praise the Lord. Was Josiah showing off? Did you know what the word of God said about him? Nobody did the Passover like little King Josiah. Oh, he's just making it a party. No, he wasn't. He loved the blood. I'm sure he said, you all just don't get this. This little guy, he was just a kid in the kingdom. You don't even get this. How marvelous is the blood of the Lamb? And he was speaking to all these adults and older ones and all of this. What is he doing? What is he saying? He was beside himself. He was delirious. He had that young royal heart. You know what? Bring them all in here. We're going to go on for days. There's going to be blood all over the place. Just like David, a bloody man. Hmm? Yes. And then the Lord, praise God, you think, he ratcheted up for us with Brother Paul, didn't he? Think about some of the things that Brother Paul was encouraged to encourage us. Continue in prayer. Pray always. Praise the Lord, all ye people. Be fervent in spirit. Abound in the hope in the spirit. Be joyful in the spirit. Notice it's always in the spirit, is it not? Hmm? Be joyful in the spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Holy Ghost. The first thing Brother Paul did when he went to when he found Timothy, and Timothy was very discouraged. Very first thing he did, what did he tell him? Stir up the gift. Stir up the gift that's in thee by the laying on of my hands. Hmm? Oh, how dare Paul. You mean Paul actually went to him and prayed over him to receive the Holy Ghost? Sure he did. Everybody kind of gets around. That's why I love the altar. Praise the Lord. We pray together. We worship the Lord together. I thank the Lord. The worship started because of the word of God. We're drawing nigh right now in fervent love to kiss him. But then it just spills over. And I praise the Lord and I thank God. See, and those that, you know, come throughout the week, there's times that Friday night's wonderful. We have some of our most mighty prayer meetings on a Wednesday night. Is it true? Amen. Amen. Because the word is so overpouring that we can't help it. And we come up here and oh my goodness, it's roaring and shaking. How could that be on a Wednesday night? It just continues. Is your house beginning to bubble up with praise a little bit more? Why wait for a Wednesday? Why wait for a Friday? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Brothers and sisters, it's mighty. Brother Paul came to him and he said, you know what? Praise the Lord in the Holy Ghost, Timothy. You're cold. You're scared. You're frightened. You flatlined here, son. Praise the Lord in the Holy Ghost. Brother Paul said, I'm glad I pray more than ye all. And we're going to get to that in just a second. And matter of fact, if you think about how he ended up that wonderful 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians is such a marvelous book of the Bible. What a letter that was written there. That fourth chapter about the first trump. The fifth chapter, praise God, encourage them. You guys aren't those that sleep. You're not meant for that wrath, meaning going into the tribulation. God's purposed you to win him, to rise up to meet him in the air. And you know how he concludes that chapter? Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And quench not the Holy Ghost. See, when you quench the Holy Ghost, you're not going to have love shed abroad in your heart. When you quench the Holy Ghost in a meeting, you're not going to have love shed abroad coming around this meeting. It's essential. Those that abound in the Spirit, they shout. You know why? Because they're shouting out something. And they begin to hear the shout within. And then as it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, they get an ear that begins to hear for a shout. And it says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the bridegroom in the air. Amen. Yes. Yes, praise God. And it's not to stir up something. You know that. You know that. This is to stir up one thing. That gift of the Holy Ghost that you have to have stirred up if you're going to be alive and awake. You can have the gift of the Holy Ghost and not be alive and awake. Matter of fact, most people that have the Holy Ghost are not alive and awake. All right. Strange fire. We've heard it for years. And you need to hear it. You need to understand it. Most time we think about Nadab and Abihu. That's where we heard it first. They went in there with fire that wasn't from the fire. They went in with strange fire. They went in there with something that wasn't pleasing to God. It wasn't all his perfect and complete will, if you will. But let's really understand what that is for us. In this day, in this age, the church age, the strange fire stuff, brothers and sisters, was in the church of Corinth. In the church of Corinth, 1 and 2 Corinthians, it talks about this. Very much puts it right on display. And the reason of this wasn't because they abused the gifts or because their worship was out of whack. I want to talk about the cause of why there was strange fire. It's because they never received the meat of the gospel of Christ. They never received Paul's gospel and sound doctrine. They were always squirrels. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. To the church of Corinth. And brethren, Paul was saying, and I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. Why? I have fed you with milk and not with meat, For hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. They never took strong meat. Within their meeting, they never preached strong meat. By the grace of God in this meeting, that's all that's preached here. That's all that's taught here. And my boasting is in the Lord. But I'm not ashamed of boasting in the Lord. I'm thankful. But we need to be aware. And we need to be very aware of what we are comparing things to. Because it would be ignorant to compare a church that is preaching the gospel of the Church of Philadelphia with the Church of Corinth. Do you understand that? It's important. Be thankful. Be very, very, very thankful how God has kept his hand upon our meeting. As Joshua said, I won't be moved. I shall not be greatly moved. I shall not be moved.
Amen.
The Lord has come in and done that. And the Lord, by the grace of God, I believe, will continue to do that. Because we look to him. It's his desire. It's not because we're so desirous of this. It's because of his desire and his faithfulness. And we are confident in his faithfulness. Now, brothers and sisters, where the full gospel is preached, where the full gospel is preached, it definitely needs the encouragement of stirring up the Holy Ghost. It has to, because it's the Word of God. It's needful, because it's the Word of God. I thank the Lord, the Philadelphia Company, they needed that. The Philadelphia Church, they needed that encouragement, or what was going to happen was they're going to go over to the Church of Ephesus that left the first love. There wasn't any more stirring. My mother just brought me a sweet card, and I appreciate that. It's easy to fall in love, but the fight is to stay in love. And love needs to be stoked and encouraged, and lovers need to tell one another they love each other. See, that's the beautiful thing about our Lord. He never stops telling you how he loves you. Oh, I divinely love you. I'm totally committed. I'm head over heels in love with you. But you'll never hear that until you are hearing strong meat. And that you stand for and want to hear strong meat always. And then when that happens, you know what happens to you? You become like a David. You get delirious. You start irritating people that, how could you be in love like that? The daughters of Jerusalem begin to get critical. Well, I thought we were with you. I thought we were just kind of all this together. No, there's more. There's more. Oh, yes. They're all important. This is important today. Stay. Lord, encourage your listening. Open our hearts. I know, brothers and sisters, these ones that have discouraged praise over the years. I have, and I've seen it. And never once did those that were like that really break in full praise before the Lord. Listen to me. Just like I said earlier, they can be critical of a brother that'll go and want to tarry with people to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And I ask him, have you ever tarried with anybody to be filled with the Holy Ghost? Huh? You're missing something if you haven't. Really. It's the Lord that does it. And I'll tell you what a fullness he'll give you. He'll give you. Now I'll tell you what, those are the same ones, hardly ever heard him ever tell anybody they loved him. How could you not do that? I'm serious. How could I not tell my brethren I love them? Huh? Well, I tell the Lord I love him. Well, who's the Lord's body? It's the Lord. And we go back again to the wonderful bride and the bridegroom. The bridegroom, he's got a body. And you better love the head and you better love that body just the same, or you ain't going to be marrying him. Because that's that love. That's that fervent love. And that's the lover's love. And that's a love that it's got to say, I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. There's a praise in that. There's a glory, hallelujah, that just blows up. And thanks the Lord for it. Praise God. Now, wrapping this up. They had no praise. They had a lot here, but they had nothing here. Don't let that be you. Don't let that be you. By the grace of God, don't. Most of them were, and pretty much all, filled with the Holy Ghost. But oftentimes the last infilling was their initial infilling. He's after us. Oh, I'll follow Paul as he followed Christ the way I want to. I'll follow Paul of the certain things that he followed Christ with, but I'm not going to follow all the things of Paul. Did it say follow some of the things of Paul? Or did it say follow Paul as he followed Christ? Break up the fallow ground. Break up the fallow ground. That's stepping out in faith. Stepping out in faith. Praise God. I won't be popular after this message. I know it. It's okay. I just want him to be pleased. And that's usually not a popular thing. They hung him on a cross. Huh? Don't be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. When is the last time your home shook with the praise of the Holy Ghost? Has it ever? It's got to shake in here first. Oh, thank you, Jesus, that I know this. I have this. It's time, brothers and sisters. Think of John in Revelation. What did he say about the bride when he saw those four living ones? What did he say about them? They were always worshiping. And they were worshiping in a loud voice. Amazing. They were always praising. They had voices like trumpets. Do you think that it just somehow happened over there? Or do you think it happened here and continued on over there in a body like unto his own glorious body? I believe we've heard for years, you're not going to rule and reign with him over there if you're not ruling and reigning with him here. The wife hath made herself ready. In every type and shadow and metaphor, she's like him right now, like this. This is what goes on. No, I'm going to have the Lord like I want. I'm sure you can. But I think it could cost you a crown. Matter of fact, I believe it could. And I believe it will. Don't ever do that with the Lord. Don't. Don't. This is too valuable. We're right at the breaking point. It is. Yeah. We had a brother, our elder, prayed last week. It's, and I don't mean to say it, it's not plain church, but it's not even plain Paul's gospel. This is real. This is real. This is an education. This is a love story. This is a love proposal. This is love that's going on. I've been told many times, and I thank the Lord, oh, Brother Jesse, Brother Hill was like Moses, and you're like Joshua, like a David. I appreciate and that there is perceived in me a joy. But I'm going to tell you something in case you didn't know. Brother Hill had a spirit of Joshua too. Just like Brother Copley did, just like Sister Bodie did, and all of these things. They went into the promise, and they went in full force. And I'm talking about this exceeding great and precious promise. They went over into that land flowing with milk and honey. They went in there to that place where just one little cluster of grapes, two men had to carry it out. Yeah, they knew when they went in. And as they walked around and walked around for years, there's more land to walk through. They knew it. They had that spirit. Praise be to God, I got it too. Amen. And I'll even tell you even further. I want to be in type by God's grace. I want to be in that. That messenger of revelation to the church of Philadelphia. Yes, that angel. Praise God. I had a pastor that was an angel to me. A messenger. Get it. We're at that time. Yes. I don't want to deny that. By the grace of God, my goodness, Lord, you've given that to us. I want it. I'm going to the brother that said, you mean he said that? I want it. God will, I'll see him Thursday if Jesus tarry. We're going to go get a bucket of chicken. Now, I wish you could see what I see in these sheep. I wish you could. I really do. Fat sheep. Fat sheep. And some of these sheep have only even been here for a few years. But thanks be to God, because of strong meat and because of his spirit, primed and ready. Primed and ready. Because that's what he does. That's why he draws us. Amen? But then, praise the Lord, there's fat sheep in here, praise God. Been here decade after decade after decade. And you know what? I'm talking about ones, by the grace of God, that this brother, I marked them. Because they followed Paul as they followed Christ. My precious Sister Austin and Sister Baldwin, Sister Robinson and my mom and Sister Yvonne and Sister May. And I could go on and on. Come on. You know what I'm saying. But I'm going to tell you, ask them. Are they not full even more right now with the much the more? With the much the more than you ever been filled in your life. Huh, Mom? Huh? What do you say, Sister Austin? Amen? Sister May, you ain't even going to run around here today. You're just letting him soar you right now. I know it. Yeah. Amen? Because it's God. Because that's all that Paul's gospel can produce. And if you go at it fully and not ashamed, oh my goodness, brothers and sisters, that's the way it's going to be. And we better wake up. We better wake up. There's a cutting. But those that go, you're going to go on to higher heights. Because he assures you that. And Brother Hill, you know what? He walked in there. And he walked through more land. And just like they said about Paul. Oh, he's grown mad. I heard it about Brother Hill too. He's grown mad. By his grace, I've entered the ranks. And I'll tell you one thing about this brother. I'm crazy for Jesus. I am. My sis knows it. She knows this ain't me. She knows me. She changed my diaper many a time. I'll tell you one thing. I ain't stopping by the grace of God. Are we with him? He ain't with me. Are we with him? He loves us. Let's make the move.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. It is finished.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let this mind,
oh, yes,
be in you. Rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice.
Hey.
Let your moderation be made known unto all. The Lord is at hand. And they that sow in tears shall reap with joy.
Amen.
Bringing in the sheep.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, my beloved one, I love you. I love you. You have seen it. So many waterfalls, so many meetings have dried up because of the quenching of the Spirit, the quenching of His love. Many waters cannot quench love, nor can the floods drown it. You know that love edifies, but knowledge puffs up. Do not quench the Spirit.
Yes!
Let your moderation, yes, be known.
Guide him,
Holy
Ghost.
Father, we thank you. Just so grateful in Jesus' name as we come. And Lord, thank you for, again, breaking up the fallow ground in my heart. Lord, thank you for the humility that you bring. And Lord, you give grace to the humble. Lord, we know that this is yours. We know that only you, Lord, can bring us to that place. And only you can provide. Because you are the strong meat. You are the strong meat. And Lord, thank you that you have so revealed your heart to us. The word of your grace. The truth in love. The Spirit in truth. Lord, help us to press on. And Lord, that your love would abound more and more in us toward one another. Toward one another. Till we see Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.